Ata radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that once myself and Ubayd ibn Umayr radiallahu anhu, we entered upon Aisha radiallahu anha, our mother. And Ibn Umayr, he said to her, tell us, you know, the most amazing thing you saw from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this is a beautiful conversation, you know, what's something amazing that you could share about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? It's beautiful because Aisha radiallahu anha gives us a certain look into the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that we wouldn't have otherwise. And it's always beautiful and it's always more stunning and always causes us to be in more awe. So she cried when they asked her that, which shows you that there were many amazing things that she saw from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But she remembered one night. She said that one night he woke up and he said, oh Aisha, leave me to worship my Lord tonight. Meaning, I just want to be in ibadah tonight. I just want to be in my worship tonight. So I said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, I swear by Allah that I love you and I love to be close to you and I love what makes you happy. So if this is to make you happy and this is, you know, this is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course as it is, then go ahead, Ya Rasulullah, you know, go ahead and do what you have to do. So she said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he got up and he did wudu, he purified himself and he stood and he prayed and he kept praying throughout the night. And she said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was weeping and weeping and weeping until his lap became wet. And then she said that the floor even became wet. I mean, the tears of the Prophet ﷺ were falling with such abundance that even the floor became wet. So Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, as was routine, Bilal would come and remind the Prophet ﷺ about Fajr coming. So Bilal comes to the Prophet ﷺ and when he enters and he sees the Prophet ﷺ has been crying this entire time, he says to the Prophet ﷺ what Aisha had asked him before, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, why are you weeping so much and why are you praying so much when Allah has forgiven you for all of your past and your future sins? And the Prophet ﷺ responded, shall I not be a grateful slave? And then he said to Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu that tonight there was a verse that was revealed to me. Woe to the one who recites them and doesn't contemplate what is within them. And that is the verse in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 164. The first time we see a verse of this sort in the Quran is in Surah Al-Baqarah. Inna fi khalqis samawati wal ard, that verily in the creations of the heavens and the earth. So we see the statement throughout the Quran, but the first time we'll see it as we're reading is in Surah Al-Baqarah 164. Inna fi khalqis samawati wal ard, wa ikhtilafil layli wan nahar, wal fulki allati tajri fil bahri bima yanfa'u an-nas, wa ma anzala Allahu minas samai min ma' fa ahya bihi al-arda ba'da mawtiha wa batha fiha min kulli dabba. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions many things in this verse. That verily in the creation of the heavens and the earth, the alternation of the night and day. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions al-fulki allati tajri fil bahri bima yanfa'u an-nas. Allah mentions the ships and Allah mentions the rivers and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions all of this that He made as a benefit for us. وَمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مِنْ مَاءٍ, and that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down from the skies of water. فَأَحْيَا بِهِ الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا, and so He gave life to this earth after it was dead, after it could not produce. وَبَثَّ فِيهَا مِنْ كُلِّ دَابَ وَتَصْرِيفِ الرِّيَاحِ وَسَحَابِ الْمُسَخَّرِ بَيْنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. So Allah mentions His provision for human beings, for animals. Allah mentions the winds and so on and so forth. And Allah says that all of this is an ayah, all of this is a sign, and in it there are signs for people of reflection. And so it brings us to a very important point here. One of the greatest functions of the creation of the heavens and the earth is that it gives us something to reflect and ponder over. You'll find this throughout the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioning, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ, right? That verily in the creation of the heavens and the earth and in the alternation of night and day, there are signs for people of reflection, signs for people of pure thought. And it's what's wonderful is that the Prophet ﷺ, when he would rise up every single night to start off his Qiyam al-Layl, to start off his night prayer, he would read those last 10 verses of Surah Ali Imran, and he would, which of course start off with, verily in the creations of the heavens and the earth and the alternation of night and day, there are signs for people of pure thought. And what should the conclusion be as you contemplate the heavens and the earth and you contemplate the trees around you and you contemplate the oceans and the rivers and so on and so forth in this provision from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا, that they contemplate on the creation of the heavens and the earth, and what it brings them to is the conclusion of, oh Allah, you have not created all of this in vain. All of this was made for a purpose. That's the idea here, that it brings you to that recognition. And Imam al-Ghazali rahimahullah ta'ala says, إِذَا الْمَرْءُ كَانَتْ لَهُ فِكْرَةً, that when a person is engrossed in thought, فَفِي كُلِّ شَيْءٍ لَهُ عِبْرَةً, then he will find something, he would find that everything around him lends itself to that thought. So you're thinking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and as you're contemplating and looking around and doing tadabbur and tafakkur, reflection, introspection, contemplation, all of this around you is bringing you to the glorification of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of it is bringing you to that state of reflection and to that reminder. None of it is worthless, none of it is to be, you know, disregarded. And Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala, he tells us that to contemplate for 1 hour, to do tafakkur for 1 hour, is better than worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 1,000 years. Can you imagine? Contemplation for 1 hour is better than worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 1,000 years. Why is that? He says, you know, because the quality of worship, the quality of that ibadah, after contemplating for 1 hour, is going to be far greater than having worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 1,000 years without any sense of contemplation. Because the whole purpose of creation is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And contemplation is what reminds us of that purpose, so that we can worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala properly. So we find it from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we find it from his companions, this habit of just going out in nature and contemplating and being in a state of reflection and relating everything around them to the hereafter. This is time that's needed, you know, that for every scholar, for every non-scholar, to have those moments alone where you're out in nature remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of my favorite stories in that regard is from Rabi'a radiallahu ta'ala anha, the great worshipper Rabi'a. She said that, I've never heard the adhan except that I remember the caller who will announce the day of judgment, and I've never seen the falling snow except that I imagine the flying pages of the records of people's deeds, and I've never seen swarms of locusts except that I think about al-hashr, I think about the gathering on the day of judgment. So everything around her reminds her of the day of judgment, reminds her of purpose, which of course puts quality in our worship and, you know, causes us to be dedicated and devoted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with everything that we have. And that's how the revelation starts to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that's how the resuscitation of the heart starts, through contemplation and reflection and thinking deeply about why Allah has put you and everything else around you here. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I hope you enjoyed and benefited from this video. If you did, then please do share it. And if you'd like to follow the rest of the series, then please do click on the top box. And if you'd like to see all of the other episodes and the other videos we have to offer, then please click on the box under that. And don't forget to subscribe to the channel for more amazing content.